The Green Man Walks Across America. The Green Man walks across America in order to best assist the whales in their valiant attempt at being left alone, as a whimsical bet made late in a pool hall before an impossibly beautiful billiard shot. Walks across America to resurrect his soul over and over at all the odd mile markers and in men's bathrooms with Rockwell prints on the wall and extra rolls of toilet paper. The Green Man walks across America in his sleep, dreaming of Whitman on the ferry in Ginsburg in the supermarket, dreaming of Whitman, of Ondaatje, of Connell on Avenue C, of Dylan heading for another joint, of Lorca and Hafez, of Kerouac on a flatbed truck, lost somewhere in the heartland, and of long misunderstood Hank Thoreau out sauntering with his no-good bum of a friend through the fields of our Puritan home, face turned west, eyes cast down for arrowheads. The Green Man walks across America for all the madmen hermit poets pacing the dirty laundromat floors and stationed up on high on the mountain ranges of this dissolving nation, mountains without end, and as a way to compose epic haiku cycles in the time-honored tradition of Basho, his own narrow road to the north, his own worn satchel of verse, his own begging bowl mind. The Green Man walks across America for Christ, for Buddha, for Mom and Muhammad, for all the great blue herons and recovering alcoholics out there, for the hell of it, and the half of it, and the other half, for the light and dark of it, in the name of the Sufic Rose.